It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
Opening arguments begin in just a few hours in the trial of Chad Daybell.
It's a case with even higher legal stakes than the Lori Vallow Daybell trial. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston joins us live. Peter?
Amanda, the reason for these high stakes is because Chad Daybell is facing the death penalty. Lori Vallow Daybell did not. KSL's legal analyst says this could make the trial much longer than hers because the case is actually split in two parts. First, the jury will weigh this case in a guilt phase, and then will follow it up with a penalty phase. Our analyst adds, in the case of a conviction and or a death sentence, the end of this trial could be just the beginning of a decade-long legal process. He says Daybell's legal team will be sure to make multiple appeals that will have to travel through state and federal courts. Chad Daybell is facing charges of the murder of his wife, and Lori Vallow Daybell's two children, Tylee Ryan and J.J. Vallow. KSL News Radio's Adam Small continues our live team coverage, where he'll be at the courthouse in Boise, where jurors file into the courtroom this morning. Adam?
Yeah, Peter, we expect the Ada County Courthouse to be absolutely packed for this trial, just as Lori Vallow Daybell's trial was last year. There's only a handful of seats, and they were booked in a matter of seconds yesterday, so we know that the seats are going to be completely full as the jury comes in this morning. People attending in person are expected to arrive at 8 o'clock, with opening statements starting not long after that. And unlike Lori's trial, this one is going to be streamed online from beginning to end. So it is going to be a lot easier to follow this as this plays out, though this trial could last a couple of months before we even potentially reach a stage where the jury could make a verdict. You can catch today's hearing and the rest of the trial on the KSL News YouTube channel, and I'll be at the courthouse to give you the very latest coverage all day. Reporting live in Boise, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
While we wait to connect with our Greg Skordas, let's take a look at the weather now with Matt Johnson. It'll be a beautiful spring week, and the temps are doing their part.
Looking like an absolute beaut. 62 today, sunny skies, goes to a perfect 71 tomorrow, sunny skies. And we bump it up to 78 on the warm side Friday with mostly sunny skies. A couple of clouds lingering on Saturday, 75, a little bit cooler. Partly cloudy, 69 on Sunday.
We'll start off next week with some cloud cover in the low 60s.
Let's take you back to Boise now and KSL's legal analyst, Greg Skordas. Can you walk us through what will happen today, Greg?
Yes. We're about an hour, hour and a half away from opening statements. We expect the state to start right close to 8:30. I imagine those remarks will go about 45 minutes to an hour, and then the defense. And I think a lot of us are really anticipating, Amanda, the defense openings to see what, if anything, Chad's going to do. Because if you recall, Lori didn't call any witnesses, didn't really present any defense except to just attack the state's case as being insufficient. And looking back, that was not the best defense, and she was obviously convicted. So I think Chad's got to put something on, and we'll hear what that's going to be today.
Greg, with all of your experience in court, I'm curious how much emphasis you put as far as a jury's decision on opening arguments on either side.
That's a great question, and I think scholars go back and forth. I've done a lot of jury trials, and some people will tell you that a lot of your jurors, or at least several of them, will make up their minds right after opening remarks. They'll come to an opinion at that point. So you can't understate them. You have to give one. Some people don't even bother with opening statements, but you absolutely have to do that. You have to come out of the chute strong. This jury wants to know what's going on with the case. They want to know what the evidence is going to be and what they're going to be listening to for the next 2 months. So I would expect both of these statements today, Tim, to be very compelling, very thorough, and a good sort of snapshot of what their case is going to be.
Do you have any sense as to what part, if any, his mental state or religious beliefs will come into play in his defense?
You know, Amanda, I wouldn't think that he's going to get very far using any of that as an excuse or as a justification. I just don't. Lori had some mental health issues. She was even declared incompetent for some time where she couldn't even stand trial. Chad hasn't even alleged that. So I don't think mental state is going to be an issue here. I think he's probably going to blame Lori a little bit, his wife, and Alex Cox, who is now deceased, because it's easy to blame somebody who's not in the courtroom. So I think that's where his defense is going to lie.
And what time does that get underway this morning?
Well, hopefully 8:30, but this case is sort of dragged on at a snail's pace. So it may start at 9, it may start at 10, but the schedule is to begin at 8:30. We should have this done. We should have openings done, Tim, before noon today.
All right, we'll check back in with you. Thank you so much for that, Craig. First look traffic now on the 7 o'clock report, and here's Andy Farnsworth.
And right now, got backups on Bangor Highway getting worse between 54 and 4700 South. A pretty bad crash blocking the left turn lane to 47th. And taking away the left lane of travel, so we've only got two of the three lanes open. Bangor coming down the hill in Taylorsville, big delay. Rest of the drive, not as bad. Don't have any other big slow spots. I-15 still looking good throughout Salt Lake, Davis, and Utah counties. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
And we have a developing story. Consumer price increases remain high last month, boosted by gas, rents, and car insurance. Those core prices were up 3.8%. The government report out this morning will likely influence the Federal Reserve as it weighs when and by how much to cut interest rates this year.
Human remains found in a remote part of Box Elder County are presumed to belong to a young man who went missing almost 2 years ago. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with more. Michael?
Amanda, 19-year-old Dylan Rounds was working in the western part of the county when he went missing back in May of 2022, following an odd run-in with a stranger. That stranger, James Brenner, was later charged of aggravated murder and desecration of a human body. Rounds' presumed remains were discovered later near the ghost town of Lucen. The remains are now with the state medical examiner to confirm whether they truly are Rounds' remains. The sheriff's office offer their sincerest condolences to the Rounds family for what has been an exceptionally challenging case. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Fallout in Arizona this morning after the state Supreme Court upheld a law from 1864 that bans abortion in nearly all circumstances. Arizona's Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs is urging voters to have the final say this fall.
To the people across Arizona who are concerned about the future of abortion rights in our state, who are worried about their bodily autonomy, who don't want to see the freedom of their wives, sisters, and daughters restricted, you can make your concerns known at the ballot box, and I encourage you to do so.
The only exception for an abortion in the law is if a mother's life is in danger. The law set to take effect in 2 weeks.
Political analyst Mike O'Neill at our sister station KTAR in Phoenix says the court ruling will bring a lot of attention and people to the ballot box this November.
The first impact of this is likely to be a huge boost for the citizen initiative to enshrine abortion rights in the Arizona Constitution.
He says the proposed constitutional amendment guarantees a woman's right to get an abortion until around 24 weeks of pregnancy.
Free health screenings will soon be available for elementary students in the Provo City School District. Dr. Norman Wright is the president of Norda College of Osteopathic Medicine, and he says they are partnering with the school district to have their medical students perform basic health checks on things like vital signs, height and weight, basic dental, and vision.
The school has always started with a bit of a vision and a mission to make a difference in the lives of our students, but also in the lives of our community.
Their first free health screening fair will be at Timpanogos Elementary School on May 1st for families who opt in. 7:09, traffic and weather together is brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon, and we've got a problem on Bangor Highway.
Yep, a crash right at 4700 South. It's blocking those two left turn lanes that are separate, that are just before the intersection. And it's got traffic backed up over the top of 5400 South right now, which means after the 62nd intersection, if you don't turn off onto 5400, you're going to have to wait through all of that backup down the hill. Mountain View is starting to get pretty busy as well, 4100 to 3500 South. I-15, heavy around 215, but that's about it between Draper and downtown. Still a 20-minute drive. Heather?
No brake lights yet on I-15 or Legacy Parkway, northbound or southbound between Ogden and downtown Salt Lake. It's pretty heavy, though, southbound 15 between Clearfield and Farmington. You also have heavier pockets of traffic in Clearfield, both trying to get into Hill Air Force Base and around the school zones right now. Eric?
Still got one crash out in Provo Canyon this morning, so it is a dry drive through the mountains, but we had a westbound crash at the just about a mile before the mouth of the canyon. This is at Canyon View Park, not causing delays, though. And we'd still have a crash on the board north of Mona. This was a truck rollover, as you about 3 miles north of Mona before you get out of Juab County and head up to Santa Quinn. Otherwise, I-15 looks good throughout Utah County. You're not going to have any trouble there. From Santa Quinn to Point of the Mountain, that's a 30-minute drive. Update your kitchen with Durden's Appliance, where they meet any competitor's price. Visit Durden's.com or on 5th South and Bountiful. Durden's, brands you know at prices you'll love. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL hourly forecast starting out at 7 a.m. We got mostly sunny skies and temperatures in the low 40s. By the lunch hour, 57, still blue skies out there. And then we've got sunshine into the afternoon, highs topping out in the low 60s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now in Salt Lake City, 45 degrees.
Coming up in just a moment on KSL, we'll tell you more about why the buildings in Salt Lake looked gold last night. The IOC members are here in town. More just ahead on KSL.
A middle school girl in Lehigh may have saved the life of another student back in November. Lehigh Police School Resource Officer Corporal Jake Smith tells KSL-TV that he received a tip from a girl that another student had a gun.
I did a search of the backpack and found a .45 caliber handgun in his backpack.
The officer says he found disturbing notes in the student's backpack. Smith worked with the boy's mother to get him into a treatment facility.
Changes are coming to the WIC program.
The new changes offer more choices to make sure that WIC participants have access to all of the essential nutrients that they need to support healthy growth and development.
Jodell Geilman Park is Utah's WIC vendor manager, and she says the changes will put a stronger emphasis on fresh produce. This will be the first change to the WIC program in a decade.
Kids love Lunchables, but Consumer Reports says anything similar to the cheese, meat, and snack cracker kits should never be on a school lunch menu. The group's report says the version often showing up in schools has even more sodium than the version sold in grocery stores. The report also found that small levels of lead and cadmium?
I don't know.
Help me. In many different versions of Lunchables, but nothing above the legal limit.
The Utah Division of Wildlife Resources is looking for a suspect after a bald eagle was shot near Cedar City back in February. Officers say it looked like it was shot with a rifle and the bird had to be put down. The bald eagle has been heavily protected since 1940. Killing one or even taking its feathers could result in felony charges. The DWR wants anyone with information to give them a call.
Stop me if you've heard this before, but the Jazz lost. They dropped their 13th straight game, falling at home to the Denver Nuggets. The Jazz currently have the 8th worst record in the NBA, with just 3 games left in the regular season. They'll face the Houston Rockets in their final home game of the season tomorrow night.
Sportsbooks may have been the biggest winners during the NCAA championship games.
FanDuel tells us the men's championship game saw a 52% increase in the number of bets over last year and a 42% jump in the handle or the amount wager. DraftKings says it was the most bet college basketball game of all time. And Caesars says it saw the most single game parlays, those are the popular bets on the sportsbooks of all time. And the sportsbooks hit the jackpot with women's college basketball. South Carolina's undefeated season, Iowa's Caitlin Clark fueled the biggest single women's sporting event for betting of all time for both FanDuel and BetMGM.
That's CNBC's Contessa Brewer reporting.
Politics aren't dividing Utah singles the way they divide other states.
Many Americans, especially millennials and Gen Z, say different politics are a dating deal breaker, but most Utah singles don't. 77% of single Utahns are willing to date across the political spectrum, according to a poll from the website Dating Advice. That's more than the national average, which sits at 63%. It's the state with the 4th highest rate. Less of those singles are partnering up and getting married, too. The Hill reports that in 2016, 30% of marriages were politically mixed, but by 2020, only 21% were. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Trending this hour on the 7 o'clock report, Warner Brothers teased a highly anticipated sequel at CinemaCon this week.
The juice is loose.
I loved that movie an unnatural amount, I admit. Michael Keaton will return for his iconic role as Beetlejuice. I just don't do two shows a night.
Yeah.
Beetlejuice, it will come out this fall. Other movie trailers released were the sequel to Joaquin Phoenix's Joker. Oh, that's right, starring Lady Gaga.
Mm-hmm.
Lady Gaga and Furiosa, a Mad Max saga coming. Did you love Beetlejuice, too?
I loved Beetlejuice. And, you know, the rumors in the beginning when this started kind of making its way around social media were that Michael Keaton was sort of lukewarm to the idea.
Really?
But he's out this morning on his Twitter account, his X account, and he says he thinks it's fantastic.
I myself am strange and unusual.
The juice is loose, even in the studio here this morning. KSL News Time, 7:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a brand new jury will hear the opening arguments in the Chad Daybill trial this morning. And if convicted, he faces the death penalty. I'm KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston.
Second, human remains found in a remote part of Box Elder County are presumed to belong to a young woman who went missing almost 2 years ago. A young man, excuse me, young man who went missing.
Third, it's traffic and weather together.
Backups on Bangor are pretty thick, 54 to 4700 south, a crash blocking the left turn lanes, but they have reopened the third lane of the main flow. You just right now can't make a turn from northbound Bangor to westbound 4700 south. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
We'll jump another 5 to 7 degrees today with a high of 62. I'm Matt Johnson.
45 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios.
Let's get a look at our top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. No cooling of inflation. The government releasing consumer price index numbers this morning. Those are used to set interest rates. Here's ABC's Rebecca Jarvis.
If you're worried about how high your credit card APR is, or you're waiting to buy a home until mortgage rates come down, you might have to wait a little bit longer after today's report. And that's because inflation is climbing faster than expected, up 0.4% between February and March, up 3.5% from a year ago. The big culprits, mostly unavoidable. Gasoline prices, housing, food, all rising.
The March reading, the third straight month that inflation readings have been well above the Fed's 2% target rate. Abortion providers in Arizona will have 2 weeks to get in line with a near total ban on the practice because of a ruling handed down yesterday by the state Supreme Court. ABC's Rachel Scott.
Arizona is bracing for one of the strictest abortion bans in the country after the state Supreme Court revived a 160-year-old law. The law was written in 1864, before Arizona was even a state, and before women had the right to vote. No exceptions for rape or incest, only to protect the mother's life.
The House GOP plan to present articles of impeachment targeting Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was supposed to happen today. Now, however, it's on hold.
The Democratic-controlled Senate is not about to convict the Homeland Security Secretary over what basically amounts to a policy dispute with Republicans. So the question is, will there even be a trial in the Senate, or will the charges be summarily dismissed? To ensure there's perfect attendance by Republicans when that vote is called, House leadership has decided to continue to hold the articles until next week.
ABC National Correspondent Stephen Portnoy. This is Eid for Muslims worldwide, the final day of Ramadan, the celebration overshadowed by the worsening humanitarian crisis in Gaza. You're listening to ABC News.
Let's go in depth now. Overnight, and you may have even seen this still this morning if you got up early, several buildings in downtown were transformed with a golden glow.
Salt Lake Chamber President and CEO Derek Miller says it's all part of the effort to convince members of the International Olympic Committee that we're ready to host another Olympic Games.
We've got our historic city building on 4th South that will be lit up. Some of our new buildings like 95 South, State Street, the Gateway, some of our new apartment buildings. We're just excited to have them participate.
Miller said the idea of transforming downtown buildings didn't just come from one person.
Very rarely is it one individual. It's really a coming together of community. That's really the spirit of the Olympics and certainly what has helped us to be successful in 2002 and what will help us to be successful in 2034, which is a community effort.
He says the 2002 Games were the first Olympic Games that brought more money to the community than they spent to host. Part of that money was used as an endowment that's still being used today.
The idea of the endowment fund was to keep our Olympic venues going, one, to serve the communities where they were located. Number two, to house some of those Olympic teams like our ski team and like our skating team at the Oval. with the hope that one day the Olympics would come back and that we'd be able to utilize those venues again, which is exactly what is coming to fruition.
Look, we just do it better than anybody else has ever done it. Miller says they hope lighting the buildings will help show the IOC members it's not just people, but business who want to host another Olympic Games here.
You know, I noticed this morning, just quick, I wanted to share with you that the AP wrote a story, this is a national story, about, and the AP story said, many other past Olympic hosts around the world have decided in recent years that bringing back the Games isn't worth the money or the hassle. But Salt Lake City remains one of the few places where Olympic fever still burns strong.
Yeah.
Don't you love that?
And it was embraced, as the story we just said, not just by business and corporate sponsors, but as individuals.
Yes.
We're known as a volunteer state. And people are just jonesing to do it again. Matter of fact, they've already started signing up volunteers.
Have they? Oh, that's cool.
So anyway, I have no doubt that it'll be the second most successful Winter Olympic Games ever when they come here in 2034. I'm still looking forward to it. That's the end up this morning at 15 and 45.
Let's get another look at traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon, Andy.
Traffic backed up still on Bangor from 54th to 47 South in Taylorsville. Still can't make the left turn onto onto westbound 4700 South, but all three lanes are able to go through the intersection. Still got some 201 freeway delays in Magna near 8400 West, some minor backups on Mountain View at the usual stretch at 3500 South. And I-15 still all clear from Draper to Salt Lake. Heather?
We're still looking great on the freeways in Weber and Davis County. That includes I-84, US 89, I-15, which has most of your traffic heading south towards Salt Lake. City streets are getting very busy, though, and you're going to have a lot of extra congestion now in Ogden, Roy, and Clearfield. Eric?
Getting over to the freeway, getting a little bit busy in the north part of Utah County, both on Timpanogos Highway, Pioneer Crossing, and Mountain View Corridor as it turns into 2100 North. I-15 remains good, though. You're still at a normal travel time, 28 minutes from Payson up to Point of the Mountain. Monster winds can cause huge damage to your roof that you can't see. Don't wait for a disaster. Go to the Masters at MasterRoofingUtah.com to schedule your free windstorm assessment today. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast looking pretty good, if I say so myself. 62 today, sunny skies. Up to 71 tomorrow, sunny. Mostly sunny on Friday, couple of clouds scooting in here, but a mild high of 78. We dial it back to 75, mostly sunny on Saturday. Sunday, 69, partly cloudy. A little California storm tries to move on in here on Monday. 63, still just mostly cloudy. We drop to 60 on Tuesday with more clouds. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
45 degrees. We'll have that sun up here in just a second. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
If you ever get in the car or you're just waking up in the morning and thinking, man, I need the latest newscast, but I'm not here at the top or the bottom of the hour, it's super easy to get the last newscast we did on our podcast.
Yeah, you may not know. Those are available almost instantaneously,
yeah,
but certainly same day. You can get a look at what the headlines were and what the coverage was, particularly with this Daybell case. We had both Adam Small and Greg Skordas from Boise this hour.
Right. So you just, wherever you get your podcast, look up Utah's Morning News and follow us there, or download the KSL News Radio app and listen to the podcast there to get the most current newscast when it's convenient for you.
Some of these things you may not want to hear again, like what the markets are doing right now. We'll take a look at money news next.